AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Supreme Court in a 5-4 ruling grants the right for same-sex couples to marry. In Denver, Alexandra Hall says she's happy with that decision.
These are pretty dramatic changes, like that are a little bit difficult to process, you know, welcome changes. And exciting.
Christian political activist Rick Scarborough, head of Vision America, is distressed by the ruling.
Extreme grief that, although I can sum it up, I groaned in my spirit.
President Obama, in his eulogy for slain Charleston politician and minister Clementa Pinckney, repeated the call to take down the Confederate battle flag. Mark Smith has more.
The president says the Confederate banner was always far more than a mere expression of pride and Southern ancestry.
For many, black and white, that flag was a reminder of systemic oppression and racial subjugation.
Now he says the carnage at Charleston's Emanuel AME Church has opened America's eyes to the pain it's long been causing. At the funeral for slain Pastor Clemente Pinckney in Charleston, he said retiring it would not be political correctness, but an acknowledgement that slavery and Jim Crow were wrong. Mark Smith with the president, Charleston, South Carolina.
One of two escape killers has himself been killed by law enforcement in the woods about 30 miles from the prison that he escaped from nearly 3 weeks ago. New York State Police and Superintendent Joseph D'Amico tells reporters that a special federal team was called in by police when they found evidence that Richard Matt was in the area.
A tactical team from Customs and Border Protection met up with Matt in the woods, challenged him, and he was shot dead by Border Patrol at that time.
A second escape convicted murderer, David Sweat, remains on the run. This is AP Radio News. The Islamic State group claims it was behind an attack at a Tunisian resort that killed at least 38 people. Also lays claim to two other attacks on Friday.
Colonel Steve Warren condemns what he calls terror attacks.
It's too soon to tell whether or not these various and far-flung attacks were coordinated centrally or whether or not they are coincidental.
Islamic State militants say they attacked in Kuwait. At the U.S. Central Command, which leads the fight against them, Colonel Pat Ryder says it's also too soon to know if the group was behind all three attacks.
We do know that ISIL encourages lone wolf attacks.
The White House says it's offering any necessary support to the three nations. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The U.S. has reached the semifinals in the Women's World Cup soccer tournament in Canada with a 1-0 win over China. The U.S. squad will face Germany in the semifinals on Tuesday evening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.